It's 7:45. You are listening to NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Eccles. Joining us this morning, Dr. Samir Vohra, Director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. And you are marking 4 years at the helm of the Illinois Department of Public Health and kind of took over after that craziness of COVID and the pandemic, and it was starting to wind down a little bit. How difficult was it to come into the Department of Public Health at that time?
It's hard to believe that it's been 4 years. And I think really a story of the power of public health, its continued importance. But it was a very challenging time as we were in the throes of really beginning to recover from the pandemic, and through Governor Pritzker's leadership, a real focus around building the infrastructure of the 21st century, really concentrating on improving preparedness, investing in communities, modernizing workforce and technology, and really building trust in our communities.
One of the things that I know we struggle with, especially in the state of Illinois, and I think throughout the country, is that difference to access for care between urban areas and rural areas. In your time, how have you been able to kind of affect that progress?
Yeah, I think really our big mantra in public health is that public health is about communities. And we are so fortunate here in Illinois to have such a diverse state, from the urban metropolis in Chicago to all the way downstate in our incredible communities. We've worked really hard with local public health departments, with hospitals, to understand challenges around access to care. And we know that through some of the changes in the federal government, especially around HR 1, we're going to have increasing challenges with the changes in Medicaid. But it's been a real priority of the administration to work closely with hospitals, mitigate gaps. We fund organizations like the Illinois Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, trying to get people the important access to healthcare that they need.
And you talk about hospitals. A lot of hospitals have been struggling because of Medicaid dollars, because of many of those types of challenges when it comes to finances. What does it look like for the state of Illinois as far as keeping those hospitals healthy and keeping them open?
Well, we are working very closely with our hospitals. And I think on the public health end, we know that this is more than an individual hospital problem. It's a public health system issue. The Illinois Department of Public Health is currently working to understand community need and working based on some legislation now to really think through a patient access and care report. We're lucky to partner both up north in Chicago, here in central Illinois and downstate, to really understand the need and what state levers we can really pull to build a more comprehensive public health system.
We continue to hear about the importance of vaccines. And then, of course, there's the political issues around that as far as the importance of getting them. We're at that time of year when Illinois is urging families to get those vaccines. Talk to us about why it's so important, especially in Illinois' mind, to have those vaccines given, especially with things like the measles causing deaths in like states like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think we heard the tragic news of two individuals dying in Pennsylvania from measles. And we know that measles is a vaccine-preventable illness. And much of the discourse over the last several years has been around vaccines. And I think one of the big things that we have worked to maintain here in the state of Illinois is that vaccines save lives. And we are fortunate to be very well vaccinated here in the state of Illinois. We maintain high childhood vaccination rates, outpacing national trends, but it continues to be an important story. And we're working closely with our healthcare providers to provide the most up-to-date information. We've bolstered our immunization advisory committee because we know at this moment that we are not getting often the most up-to-date evidence from the federal processes that we were trusting for many, many years. And that's why Illinois, under the governor's leadership, has really worked to create opportunities for us to share the most up-to-date vaccines. And so back to school, and we know that that means your routine vaccines for our kids are really important. But what we often work with our healthcare providers on is we know that they are going to be the most trusted source of information. And our role at the Illinois Department of Public Health is to provide them and our residents with the information that they need to make the best decisions for themselves and their families.
Dr. Samir Vohra, Director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, thanks for joining us this morning on NPR.